The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Full Normal.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 2902 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beercast, broadcast, gamecast, mancast, pimpcast, sleevescast, and sleighcast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beeshes, booshes? Busters, hustlers, and yo hoes, it's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everest and K2 Flexing on all you
Beastcast.
All right, fam, happy Tuesday, 2902, Tuesday, April the 16th. And you know what day it is. It's Tainty Tuesday. We are fresh off an Accountability Monday, Merch Monday, as it were. We had new releases yesterday, so check them all out over at SwoleNormousX.com. Got some Summer Swole specials for a limited time if you're interested in joining the fam going unlimited. We have some new merch over at PapaSwolio.com. We got the brand new Swolio Hulud. If you're a Dune fan, go and check out that new release, Papa, making those sandworm gains. You know what I'm saying? New drops over at PapaSwolio.com. 20% off all new releases all year long. Go and give that a look-see. And of course, we also have a brand new yoga class for members, Morning Flow number 7 Express Class. So if you like this Morning Flow, if you like to get started in your morning with some awesome yoga, go and check it out. Brand new one. You have 6 other amazing classes. I love it. Morning Flow number 7. So if you like this one, go and check out the other 6. We have over 400 yoga and mobility classes inside Swolenormous X for members. So fam, I am telling you, if you are not joining the fam today and getting access to all of that, you're missing out. No one has more content, and we add more stuff, training, nutrition, recipes, 3 new recipes every week. We add more stuff every single week, so it's always growing. And of course, access to the community is paramount if you want to make progress with your gains. I've been sending out a lot of swole texts and doing a lot of content on Instagram about this. You need to make sure you're surrounding yourself with the right people. And if you don't know where to find the right people, I'll tell you what, you find them inside the Swole Fam over at SwoleNormousX.com. All the gorillas are there waiting for you. All right, fam, drop in the comments down below, what are you smashing today? If you are watching on Rumble, you are here right now. And if you are listening maybe afterwards on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave us a 5-star review, share the show with your friends, download the Rumble app, and make sure that you are hitting the thumbs up button, subscribe, following, all that stuff. And, dropping some comments down below. Thanks for being here. Hit the thumbs up button. Tickle my taint. Let's get into today's episode. Are you ready, beeshes? Air horn. Glockenspiel. Party noisemaker. Let's do it all. All right, let's get into it. Fam, are you ready for an amazing swole card? We'll give this away at the end of today's episode. Let's summon the Falcon. Get today's party started. Falcon. Na 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 na. Cheers, Leo, you raging alcoholic. Hashtag sick fucking gains for a chance to win today's swole card. Hashtag SFGs for a chance to win today's swole card. We have some awesome posts. We're going to get into just the tip. We're going to get into some questions. And of course, we're going to go balls deep. So let's get into it. Are you ready?
Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside.
All right, fam, we have some, a couple intros for the Swole fam, but also because it's Tuesday, we still cover some texts that maybe we didn't get into yesterday. So every Sunday I send out an accountability text to the Swole fam. What are you promising yourself to work on this week and how specifically are you doing it? It's really an exercise in specific goal setting because you focus on the micro, you focus on the day to day, you focus on the 1%, you are going to make those wins overall. It's just following the seven pillars and chipping away at those every single day. So how do you do that in a given week? What are you going to do? How are you going to do it? We're going to get to some of those responses in a second. First, I want to get through a couple other posts. We have one from Zandri. Ooh, I remember Zandri. Did you sign up again? Let's get into this post. We got one from Zandri. Zandri's old school.
What's in the box?
Let's talk to Zandri. This is in the Daily Swole, the Swole Normous X discussion boards. Let's check out what Zandri has to say. Let's see. What's up, Beaches? In the What's Up, Beaches section. I was a member of the Swole fam over 2 years ago. I had to cancel my subscription due to finances. And of course, I let myself go to the old ways. It's like Game of Thrones, the old ways, the old gods. I started feeling unhappy as a person, as I know I can be and do better. I never wanted to go back to the old me, but a lot happened in my life. Don't want to drag up the past now, but I got it from all parts of my life. Relationship ended, moved out, had to start my nursery over at a new place from scratch, which took a toll on my finances. Have full responsibility of taking care of the kids, which is not my choice. Something good happened. I met a great man and got married in November last year.
Wow.
I know, fuck my excuses, right? I finally decided I do not need to always take care of everybody else before I take care of myself. So here I am doing something for myself to feel better and healthy again. Thanks. Zandri, well, welcome back. That's a lot. That's a lot of change, but sounds like you came right back around to a good place pretty quickly. So welcome officially back to the fam. It's like the first time all over again. Zandri's a born-again Swole fam virgin. Isn't that wonderful? Well, welcome back to the fam. Thanks for introducing yourself again. And I saw the name and I'm like, how many Zandris are there out there? How many Zandris are going to be in the Swole fam? So I definitely did a double take on that. So welcome back officially to the fam. I remember reading one of your posts in depth. I remember you won a Swole card. You went really deep on a post a while ago. So awesome. This one is from Shivi. Hello, hello. I'm Shivi. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm 24 years old and from Germany. My problem is that I have a binge eating disorder, but I've been in therapy for 3 years now and already lost around 10 kilograms. Not that focused on the scale, though, for obvious reasons. But now that my therapist suggested we step down on our sessions from every 2 weeks to once a month, I feel ready for something new, a new approach. I don't want the calorie counting. I want healthy nutrition. My main goal for now is mobility. I've been going to the gym regularly for a year now, but I want to be more mobile. I can still do everything, but I want more from this life. Shivi, welcome to the fam. That's pretty dope. So good for you and your progress and your therapist. Definitely a good sign when you have a therapist that suggests to do less sessions. It just shows that that's a therapist that isn't looking just to keep you as a client or a patient forever, I should say. They're actually interested in you getting better and becoming more autonomous with your life and your approach. So I agree. I'm not a fan of the calorie counting. You guys know that. I do, of course, use common sense logic in my thought process where, of course, energy balance matters and calories do matter. They factor in, but it's not everything. A lot of things that you are eating with low quality foods are going to lead to all sorts of problems. Compulsive eating, bad habits, of course, there's a lot of other ingredients that might not have caloric energy value, but can negatively affect your body. All those types of side effects that we do the elimination diet for. So good for you. Main goal is mobility. Jump into that yoga studio. Jump into the mobility. And if you don't want the calorie counting, as long as you're focusing on the nutrient-dense food that we talk about and you're satisfying your nutrient needs and you really take care of your environment, you're in the right place because we stuff our faces. Soul fam, you know we do. We train hard, we lift heavy, but we're eating the right foods and we're stuffing our face. We're eating to satisfaction. Some of us do fasting. Some of us do fasting now and again, intermittent fasting or two meals a day, or depends on what you're doing and your goals are, but we can all connect on eating nutrient dense quality food. So good for you, Shivi. And make sure, fam, again, download the 7 pillars. If you're new, if you're just listening to this for the first time, or you're a little bit rusty, download the 7 pillars. It's not just what they say on the side of the screen. It's also the breakdown, the phrasing, and the concepts behind each one. So make sure you just don't rattle these off. Go over the 7 pillars now and again. Go over them, read the Beyond 7 Pillars ebook. It's like 30 or 40 pages, but you also have the audio ebook when you download it. So you can go through and actually think about them. And remember, as you develop, as you develop as an individual, and as you go through this and have more experience with training and the 7 pillars, remember, you're going to think about them differently. So it's always good to kind of go back over them and go back to first principles and, you know, think about it from fresh eyes, so to speak, because you're a new person as you go through this life all the time, if you're constantly ameliorating. Christopher, these are responses to the Swole text on Sunday, a couple leftovers that we didn't get to because people answered. Maybe we got too many responses, can't read, you know, hundreds of text responses, but also sometimes people get to it a little bit later than the cutoff, what we pull for the show on Sunday night. So Christopher says, to get back to lifting, I'm promising myself to get back to lifting. I've been focusing on cardio the past couple of weeks to aid in some weight loss, but lifting 4 times this week is the priority. Okay, well, mobilizing fat at weight loss has nothing to do with cardio. So focus on the lifting primarily. Again, there's benefits from cardio, but lifting is the most important thing. So focusing on lifting is absolutely, should always be your priority when it comes to managing your body fat composition and overall health. So keep that lifting on. Good man. Diana, I'm working on moving my workouts to the morning, 5 and 6 a.m. kickboxing tomorrow, plus morning kickboxing workouts Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Egoscue the other days. So that's stretching and stuff. So Diana, what are you doing for your lifting? Curious. So I guess good goals, but again, make sure, fam, everyone, no matter what you're doing for your cardiovascular activity, make sure you are lifting and lifting heavy. It's not just lifting 5 pounds or pink dumbbells. Not that Diane is doing that, but make sure that you're lifting weights. A solid strength training program is paramount. You want to do Zumba or kickboxing or any other type of cardiovascular type training. Everyone's got their interests and their preferences and what they, you know, enjoy doing. Nothing wrong with that. Just make sure that heavy weight training is going to be a foundation. Good stuff. Jeff says, I'm going to admit I've slacked on my promise to work on mobility by doing morning yoga several weeks ago. I rolled back my alarm 10 minutes to give me extra time, but I have a bad snooze button habit. I've been hitting it just once, but that's one too many. For the past week, I've been doing a mental 5-4-3-2-1 launch mantra when the alarm goes off instead of hitting snooze, and it's been working. I'm going to continue with that strategy and roll back the alarm another 5 minutes for more yoga time. Very smart, honest. You're not going to be perfect. So at least the most important thing I would say is, Jeff, you're making that promise, but you're also being honest where you fail. And you're taking responsibility for you being the one that made the promise and you being the one that broke it. And it doesn't feel good, right? Jeff is putting himself out there, but you can tell it doesn't feel good. He's actually pivoted, like, yeah, it's, ugh. You don't like lying to yourself, especially when you're being public and open about it. Like, no, I slacked off on it. I failed myself. But now he's not. So whatever works, doing that 5-3-2-1 mantra, whatever it is, as long as it's working, it's working. When it stops working, well, you have to get to the root cause and really find out what that keystone is, what that key point is, that trigger. So keep it up. And I like that 5 minutes, little increments, right? Little increments, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes here. People do this stuff, right? They wake up at the same time every day and they're like, I'm going to wake up 2 hours earlier. I usually wake up at 7. I'm going to wake up at 5. That's such a massive change with your circadian rhythm. People don't realize that, how massive of a difference that is. 5 minutes is a big deal. If you're very consistent, if you're waking up at all sorts of times, any kind of consistency is going to be kind of brutal. But the most consistent has to be your going to sleep time, because you're not going to wake up at the same time if you're going to sleep at all different times. Quality of your sleep, all that type of stuff. But 5 minutes makes a big difference. Okay, Marissa, I'm going to walk 20 minutes. 20 minutes? 20 arm lifts? And 20 leg lifts. Elimination diet, more water, no salt, meditation, 10 minutes. I don't know what the context, I guess meditation 10 minutes, when are you going to do this? Walking 20 minutes, when? Every day, first thing in the morning, after work. What's an arm lift? Like raising your arms? Elimination diet, that's a lot to work on this week. More water, no salt. What's wrong with salt? Or we still don't be demonizing salt. Unless you have like, I'm very hesitant for people to do like low salt. That's kind of like the low salt, low fat, 80s, 90s kind of mantra. I have tons of salt. Salt's great for you. Anyway, but good for you. As long as you're consistent with these things, I don't know what the leg lifts or the arm raises are. But Marissa, I would recommend, it sounds like you're kind of doing, you're just picking a couple different movements. Walking is great. Elimination diet, great. I'd like to get you on one of those programs. Why don't you do Swole Mastery? Why don't you do a program? Why don't you do a program so you're actually doing some targeted exercise, like targeted specific movements, or like yoga every day? Do something a little bit more. The walking's great. I would do something a little bit more for your muscles. Maybe you can drop a little more context with that. All right, fam, let's get into a couple email responses. We got to move on. I feel like maybe doing the email responses in the Knowledge Cog portion, but let's get into it. So we'll do two of these quickly and then we'll move on to some questions. If you have questions, you can start getting ahead, dropping them in the comments, hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. Make email swoleagain.com. Get on the email list, sending out information, sending out thick, juicy Knowledge Cog to your inbox. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com and sign up for the email list today. Don't be missing out. Everyone else is making gains when they open their Gmail. Don't be left out in the cold. I'm tired of hearing people say this, ... Joseph says, I love and look forward to the weekends all week because that is when I have the most time to take the dog on long walks around the lake, get in the best workouts, and do more for mobility. My meals are better because they are right off the grill or stove, and I still have time to spend with loved ones. The weekends are when I fortify my seven pillars and prep for the week ahead. That's what I'm talking about.
I gave it a 10. That's solid.
That's solid. Super solid. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right, let's see. I'm tired of hearing people say this. Julia says, love it and totally agree with you. Saturday is usually smash it hun session day in my house, but this weekend is different. We are in the garage lifting, shifting and clearing all of our crap, getting rid of ton of stuff, many tip runs, and generally moving a lot of heavy shit. Tomorrow is now gym day, but just because we're not in a gym doesn't mean we're not working out or staying sedentary. Good breakfast of bacon and eggs, dinner, beef, short ribs, and veg. Lush. Thank you for your emails. Can't agree with you more. Probably talking about, this email was referring to not training on the weekends, slacking off. A lot of people use the weekends as a time to literally to fuck off, but you can't do that. That's really not the purpose of the weekends. No, the weekend, a lot of times it really depends on your schedule, but the classic, everyone's off on the weekends, doesn't really apply. A lot of people are working on the weekends. A lot of people, that might be the most important day for them. That might be when they're bartenders or something like that. And that's their big money days and they're up all night, or they do these weird shifts and stuff like that. Or maybe you're a nurse or security or something like that. So it's just important to keep in mind that the weekend is just the phraseology for Saturday and Sunday, but then it leaks over into Friday, right? And then it's Thursday night. People go out Thursday night and they do something on Friday, and then it's like 4 days. When you go out Thursday, you treat Thursday like the weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're 4 days out of seven. Like 60% of the time, you're just fucking off, trashing yourself. So come on, give me a break. Stop attributing it to just the weekend. Go get it done because it's time to get it done. Stop making bullshit excuses. You're not 10 years old. It's the weekend. Oh my God. Take care of your shit every day. This should make a difference. Okay, let's get into some Knowledge Cog. Lights. Eyes. Action. All right, fam, let's get into it. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. Weekends are the best time. If you go to a gym, it's usually quiet, peaceful. You can make some sick fucking gains. If you want to call into the show, go to askpapaswolio.com any day, 24/7, 365. Askpapaswolio.com. Let's get into a couple questions. Jimmy Cracked Corns. Are frozen vegetables just as healthy as fresh? I'm not a fan of either. I wouldn't be eating necessarily fresh or frozen, but a lot of times frozen is frozen fresh. So if you get quote unquote fresh, you got to wash them really good. It really depends on if they're in season or not and what you're eating. I'd much more rather you address this as what vegetables could or should you even be eating, period, and then worry about that. So vegetables are not a requirement and they're not even top priority for some people. And the more you do an elimination, carnivore, animal-based, you start realizing you can use these more as filling in the gaps for certain things or certain preferences. But there's nothing wrong with frozen. Frozen fruit can be good, especially when you're getting fruit that's out of season because it's frozen when it's fresh, where it's picked. If you get ripe fruit a lot of times, or quote-unquote ripe fruit, if it's not local, it's picked before it's ripe, and it's going to be a whole different, you know, nutrient and chemical balance in the fruit. If it's picked early, it's not going to taste as good. It might have a higher lectin count, might cause more inflammation, things like that for different people. So anyway, yeah, frozen carrots. I think frozen carrots. Every time I pick it up, he's excited. He's like, I get to play with a toy. I don't get to play with a toy. All right. In other words, do an elimination diet and test these things. But I love my X, Y, and Z. Look, I don't care if you want to eat a vegetable, that's all right. But I mean, make it organic and make sure that you're testing these things. Because a lot of times you just eat something. People eat a lot of foods, period. They have bloating. They have chronic gut distension. They feel like shit. Their skin's crap. They sleep like shit. And they don't cut things out. So what I don't like is when you have these essentially drug addicts get all defensive. No, but I can't give up my bread, but I can't do this. Then stop complaining about your gut. Stop complaining about not being able to see your clit or your dick. Stop complaining about your eczema on your elbow or your dandruff or your joint pain. Oh, I can't get rid of the last little bit. Yeah, but you won't put any effort in. So that's what I'm not a fan of. It couldn't possibly be this shit that I've been eating my whole life. I've had this problem my whole life, but it couldn't possibly be this food that I've been eating my whole life. Yeah, it couldn't possibly be the toxic crap that you're eating your whole life. Couldn't be that. There's no correlation there. Okay. Doom freestyle. Papa Swolia, what do you use to care for your hair? I think people would be surprised at how little I actually care for it. I go every 2 weeks to get it washed professionally. I bring my own stuff, or the stuff that they use is really clean, no phthalates and all that stuff. And I'll usually maybe wash my hair once a week. In the meantime, depends if it gets really sweaty or whatever. If it's something, I might wash it, but I'll probably wash it today. Might wash it tonight. But in terms of washing my hair, I'll use, I think it's called, I like, it's called Pure Zero. They have a good shampoo and conditioner. I don't know how many products they have. I just know what's in there. Mama Swolio gets all that stuff. She's the expert. But aside from that, what a lot of people don't really seem to connect when it comes to the diet, it's not like, hey, what can I put in my hair? Your hair is dead, all right? Get it. People like to volumize it and absorb and whatever it is. And they try to fluff and style, and women are all, and guys too, they want, but they don't take care of their nutrition. Again, you can improve your hair and things like that after the fact and add stuff to it with treatments and things like that, which I don't. But if you're eating healthy, if you're taking care of your body, giving your body nutrients, your hair is going to be stronger, more collagen, bone broth, bone marrow, things like that. Really nutrient dense food is going to help you have healthier skin, hair, skin, and nails. So keep that in mind. If your skin is in low quality or you have a lot of bumps, it's your nutrition, it's your sleep, it's your topical things that you're using, it's your environment, it's your lack of sunlight, it's all these things, cortisol levels. You address all those things. That's why we always come back to the seven pillars. You go back to the fundamentals and the basics. And a lot of times over the long term, when you improve these fundamentals, everything else satisfies itself. Now, there's a lot of genetics too. My mom has a lot of hair. You know, my grandfather, mother's father, has had a big beard and hair and no problems there. But, you know, I don't wash the shit out of it. See, look, it looks a little greasy because it was in a braid for a while and then it's a little bit, but it's not dirty. It just needs to be washed today or tomorrow. I don't strip it. I don't use all these certain chemicals in my hair and strip all the oils and things like that. I get sunlight, natural highlights. That's just the way my hair looks from being out in the sun. And I eat nutrient-dense food, lots of protein, lots of fat. All right, more questions. Hashtag Ask Papa Solio if you want to ask question live. Papa Solio, will Howard get a shirt? Will this guy get a shirt? Oh, like actually on a shirt? Maybe with me like blowing out his asshole. You guys want Howard on a shirt? Maybe Howard the Duck saves me from, because if I have to yell, I'll blow out all your ear holes. So Howard actually helps all of you not get your ear holes destroyed. Okay, questions, hashtag Ask Papa Solio in the comments. Luigi 94, Luis, here we go. Best thing to do after an injury. Super vague. It depends on the injury, but I will say is best thing to do after an injury, change your habits so you avoid getting injured in the same way. Learn from your mistakes, I think, is the best answer for this vague, obviously. Like, do you ice? What kind of injury? If you broke your leg, go to the fucking emergency room. Like, there's certain things where you need experts to help reset your leg or things like that. Dislocation, what kind of injury? Did you get stabbed with a knife? Did you fall on a rake? Did you, oh, my elbow hurts a little bit because I've been doing too many tricep extensions? Like, it's so vague. But honestly, learn from your mistakes. So if we say an injury, let's assume that it's an injury that could have been prevented. If you get into a car accident, that sucks, different mindset. But if you hurt yourself, okay, what led to that injury? Did you have improper programming, improper nutrition? Did you move poorly? Were you fatigued? You did another set? Did your form suck? Could you have used a spotter? Whatever it is. Okay, so learn from your mistakes or learn from that and address the issue so it doesn't happen again. A lot of times after an injury, people just wait for the swelling to go down and for the pain not to be there anymore, but their movement patterns change. And then you have an injury on the other side. A lot of times when you hurt an ankle, you hurt your right ankle over time, over years or months or whatever, you might have lower back pain on the left side, or you hurt one hip or you hurt one knee, and then your other side gives you problems because you've been limping and twisting and rotating differently for the past several months or years. Zeus en la Tierra. Papa Solio, how to avoid neck pain while exercising? Push-ups, pull-ups, lifting, everything hurts there. Oof. So because you're saying everything hurts there, go see a medical professional, okay? So I'm just going to say that for legal purposes and for logic purposes, when you say everything hurts there, I don't know what that is. Not to be dark or dramatic, but maybe you have a tumor on your neck and you find, oh my God, we never would have seen this growth on your spine. We can remove it. I'm just saying. There's always those horrible stories, and I hope that's not the case. But neck pain while exercising, push-ups, pull-ups, lifting, everything hurts. Practice yoga. Start doing some upper body, shoulder activation, corrective exercise. But yoga is a great way to activate muscles and get your body, improve your dynamic posture more than other exercises. Lifting is great, but I can't just sit here and be like, hey, do this exercise for this many reps and do this exercise. It's very specific. You need some like a professional there to show you how to do it and to really help you focus on the right areas. But to correct your posture, the simplest thing is to start practicing yoga. I would recommend, look, join us, swollenarmsx.com, and get access. We talked about at the beginning of the show, over 400 yoga and mobility classes. So we have upper body, we have shoulder rotations. How many of you have done, we have the shoulder awareness program. We have a shoulder awareness program. What else we got? We have all the upper body twists and shoulder yoga classes, swolga classes, the ones that I teach personally, the swollen sevens. We have a lot of things that are going to help you activate those neglected muscles. Let's see, Swole Monkey number one. I think you asked this earlier. I was looking for it, but I couldn't find it. Thanks for repeating it. Swole Monkey 1, Papa Swolio. That's me. I'm Papa Swolio. He's asking me. Swole Monkey number 1 is asking Papa Swolio a fucking question. Are you ready? Are you ready for this fucking question? Are you ready? I think you are. I'm going to answer it. I'm going to answer it right now, in fact. Papa Swolio, what's a good replacement for hack squats if my gym doesn't have a hack squat machine? Also, is it okay to do swollen 7 core and calves between lifting days and maximum swole? So second part first, yes, between lifting days, that's totally fine. You could also do calves before your workout too. That's when I usually do them. Sometimes if it lands on an off, quote unquote, intense training day, I'll still do some calf stuff, but of course that's still intense. So a lot of times on those off days, I like to change the intensity. I like to make sure that the intensity of the overload is very minimal, if anything. So you can also do them before the actual workouts too, if you want to do calves. But yeah, that's fine. You can do that. Remember, maximum swole is all about you maximizing your recovery. So if you're still able to recover and you feel fine in every workout and you're progressing, you look at your numbers and the weights are going up, the reps are increasing, or you're doing 7 reps with 100, the next week you're doing 7 reps with 105. If you're making that progressive overload, then if you're able to progressively overload and you're actually making improvements, then stick with it. Again, if something is working for you, whatever it is, people, listen, I have a lot of opinions. I have a lot of experience, a lot. And I've tried a lot of things. I haven't tried everything. So if you're doing something, it's like, well, it's working. Then guess what? Then fuck me. Like, you're doing something and it's working. The question is it going to work in 2 weeks? Is it going to work in 2 months? It works. I'm not listening to this guy. He's an idiot online. Everyone has a fucking podcast nowadays. Okay, it works for me. And then in 2 weeks, it don't work so good no more. A lot of things work for a week. I'll do a great workout. I'll do a different split. I can do a split that's too much for me to recover, and I can do it for the week or for 2 weeks. But then guess what? I hit a wall and all of a sudden I'm fucking blasted. So I'm not trying to do something for the next week or two. I'm trying to do something. Hey, what can I do? Every time I choose a program, this is how I work now. I'm not saying this is how you should work. I'm not saying this is how I've always worked. But now when I do a program, I keep on tweaking and adjusting my programming with the mindset of, honestly, the rest of my life. So I keep on trying to find, and that's going to change. So I'm constantly tweaking and adjusting and looking at it from a different perspective. I'm trying to pick a schedule that I can stick to forever. And I might be able to, like, hey, I found it. It might work for a couple of years. And then it might be like, well, this is not going to last. So then I tweak it again. I'm not looking at it for right now. I'm looking at it like, hey, can I do this forever? Can I stick with this? Is this a good recovery? And then, of course, maybe over time, it doesn't work as well. Maybe I need to do a little bit less volume or add another recovery day or change the stress a little bit more. So especially when it comes to maximum swole, the reason why those splits, the reason why maximum swole is the reason why it's designed the way it is so you can really truly customize it. So Maximum Swole is one of our newer programs. When did Maximum Swole release? When did that release? Was that last Back to Swole? Was that the last? When was that? So that was, I forget when it actually officially released, but it's one of our, it's the newest program inside Swolenormous X, and it's really customizable. So some people might do week C1, but one person might have 1 day rest between one of the workouts. Another person might have 3 days rest. Or maybe they take 2 days normally, but then something shit happened, their car got towed, or who knows. Let me just do yoga again. I'll do it. So they did 3 days 1 week. Everyone's going to be a little bit different. So I really do love Maximum Swole. It's for more advanced people. But of course, the more you know your body, the more you understand. And that's really where a lot of programs, that's why all the programs inside Swolenormous X are customizable. You can adjust the rest. You can adjust the recovery. You see it all the time. People are asking, hey, can I do this? Can I back up this? Can I change this to that? You could do a lot of different things. Is it going to be exactly the same? No, but it might be better for you. And that's the problem with any kind of program, is that people see something, hey, my favorite bodybuilder, my favorite influencer does this, and you try to do their thing. Well, you don't have their job. You don't have their schedule. And maybe you can't really logically get to the gym 5 days a week. You can barely make it 4, but then you're going to start a program that gets you 5. You're like, you know what? No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it happen. And then you end up getting to the gym 3 days in that week and you quit the first fucking week and you feel like a failure because you couldn't do it. Well, you set yourself up for failure. You set yourself up to fail. You gave yourself no wiggle room. You didn't pick a good program. It's not that the program sucks. It's that it's not ideal for what you're trying to accomplish with the time you have. You have to understand how much time you can actually consistently show up and then build it around that. And then if you could expand it to 4 days a week or 5 days a week, then you expand it. CR Wheaties, Papa Solio, how do you have your equipment in your yard? Just on the grass, or do you keep it on a platform? Or question, just got a rack so I can start getting the gains and sun the nips simultaneously. Oof. Well, that's good. That's good. Good for you. I definitely did that for a little bit, doing the lifting in the sun and stuff like that. That I will tell you, in Florida, it gets old quick. So I did that for a while. I still have one of my racks outside. A rack can be in the sun. That's okay. But I'll tell you, you leave that bar in the sun and you're doing an exercise, that bar can get crispy. So I like training. I like being in the sun. I did that for like the, I don't really train like in, it's so fatiguing. It depends on what I'm doing. It's just like, I'll get out in the sun. I'm like, all right, I'm getting in the fucking shade. So my equipment in terms of like the machines, those are all covered. Oh yeah. Swole Monkey. I just saw that. I know. I forgot that part. I'll come back to that. We'll do the first part. We're going to get back to your first part of your question. I just saw your text and I just realized I went deep on the programming. We'll come back to that in a second. So stay tuned. So I have it on, the grass died, so it's like straw now, but I have these little canopies. We're planning on building something out there. So right now it's just tentatively, it's just temporary. So I have these canopies and I have these little gutters in between the canopies. So if there's a huge major storm coming, they've ripped before and I have to like replace them, which can get pricey over time. But it was just kind of like a temporary fix until we build an actual little overhang. But right now they're just on the grass and, you know, it's going to get, they're a little bit weathered in the sense that there's moisture and there's, you know, maybe some surface rust on some of the metal, but all the guide rods and stuff, I keep silicone. I don't care about the rust. It adds a little character, kind of makes a little bit more of a dungeon. So if you want to, if you have a rack, depending on what company makes it, if you want to, you can spray, you can get that Rust-Oleum clear matte finish. So what you can do is when you get the rack, sand off any rust and then blast it inside and out. They actually make ones, they like make like these little hoses you can stick down in the actual rack itself or in the holes and just blast the inside of it, let it air dry. It'll just keep it from rusting longer, but it takes so long for any of these racks. Like the Rogue rack, I think I had sprayed it. It's out there. It just gets rained on. It's, that thing's a tank. I haven't used it in a while. I might hang on it once in a while, but yeah, those things can take a lot of, can take a beating. So it really depends on how obsessive you're going to get out of your equipment. I have so much like invested in equipment in like actual weight machines out there. I just don't care about some of those replaceable parts. You get a little mold sometimes, like discoloring on the vinyl and the seats and stuff, but I wipe it off, use essential oils. Now and again, I'm always greasing and rubbing. So I don't care if there's a little bit of dust and stuff like that. In the meantime, it's machined. It's not like, I'm not trying to win a beauty contest. I like having a little dungeon aspect. As long as they're surviving, as long as they function properly, I don't mind about the cosmetic stuff. Swole Monkey, what's a good replacement for hack squats if my gym doesn't have a hack squat machine? What else does it have? You can do Smith machine squats. You can also do, you could do Smith machine squats. You can do actual hack squats with a barbell. You can look up the actual movement. You elevate your heels on like a 2x4 and hold the barbell behind your back. So it's a quad focused. That's like the original hack squat. It was like a rear loaded exercise. So you hold the barbell behind your back. You could probably actually also do that against a wall if you have a wall. So I guess like the bar can roll. I guess it could be a little bit awkward at first, but that would make it more stable. So the only thing is you need to have wraps and stuff, and obviously you're not going to be able to load it as much as if you did an actual hack squat machine. But the whole point of hack squats is really to focus more on the quads in general. It's a great way to focus more on the quads. So as long as you're getting more knees over your toes, elevate your heels. I would just elevate your heels with any kind of squat or front squat or the actual hack squat machine or hack squat set up with a barbell. Okay, we're about to wrap up a little bit. Let's do a couple more questions. Let's see, Matt on the Daily Swole Telegram chat. I have a Hercules hold event coming up in a strongman competition in July. Other than dead hangs and farmer's walks, what else can I do to increase grip? Are those spring-loaded grippers worth it, or just focus on the dead hangs and farmer's walks? Let's see. I think the spring-loaded grippers, you'll get stronger with the spring-loaded grippers, but I don't think it's necessarily going to help you. I don't think the grippers are going to help you with a actual strongman competition. Strongman's usually more brute strength in the sense of it's not going to be like fine-tuning finger dexterity. It's going to be like lifting a big metal slab that looks like the country. That looks like the continent of Africa. You know, it's these weird, different things. You know, you carry refrigerators on your back and shit like that. All the stuff that Lacey says. What I would recommend everyone do, I've been talking about this for years, get a bucket of rice, put like 30 or 40 pounds in a 5-gallon bucket of rice and twist your wrist around in it. You could open up your hands. You'll get a lot more benefit from like forearm strength. And it's a nice warm up. It's a nice warm up. So anytime I do upper body, I'll do, you know, maybe, you know, I'll do 10 one direction, 10 the other direction, open it up, turn the doorknob, open up, you know, get a real good burn, do one each side. Then I'll do some club swing and then I'm ready for upper body training. So it could be something that you use that you can train to failure and really build up endurance and strengthen your forearms, but also it's a good primer and preparation, because one of the things when you're doing a lot of grip is that you can get tendonitis and stuff because you're just doing a lot of load and a lot of excessive with just the flexors. So make sure you're strengthening the extensors. I would focus on doing like the opening and all the extensors for the lateral so you can avoid lateral epicondylitis, tennis elbow. Just my thought. Emma Westcatgall. Pilates or yoga? I'm not anti-Pilates. I don't have a ton of experience doing it. A lot of women swear by it. So why not both? I would say a lot of people aren't going to be able to do Pilates unless they have a reformer, and Pilates classes are uniquely expensive in most places. Usually Pilates studios are in more upscale neighborhoods and they can really get expensive when it comes to per class. So yoga, you're going to find in more places. Yoga you could do at home. Yeah, there's floor or mat Pilates and stuff like that. So there's so many different types of marketing and branding and different things that people create. But definitely yoga. Definitely a huge fan of yoga. And why don't you give it a shot and see which one you like better and how it works with your programming and what your goals are. Chelo Iskinova. Did you eat a steak today? I did not yet. I have not had a steak yet. Would sand work as well as rice? No. No, it's not going to work as well. It's going to get all over your hand. It's not going to separate as well. It's going to be like a rock. Might get a little bit funky too. Just don't get it from the beach or anything. You're going to have like seafood. Just buy rice. Just buy rice. Just buy some white rice. Davro77, should I go to the Puto Gimnasio on a Sunday instead of tomar una cerveza? Yes, you should go to the Puto Gimnasio instead of drinking beer. All right. Albert Northard, is a carnivore diet, Papa Soli, healthy for most people? Healthy for most people. How are you defining what healthy is? So anyone who's like a vegan, hardcore the vegan ideology, is going to defend veganism and cherry pick different studies. You know, anyone, if they have like a real motive, you can justify or quantify health in so many different ways. You talk about longevity, you talk about not having a heart attack, you're talking about low cholesterol, which is a myth. Like, what do you, again, that term healthy is loaded. It depends on how you perceive what healthy is. In the same way how people don't share the same definition of racism, right? The leftist cult will say anything that they don't like is racist, right? You don't like the WNBA, that's racist. It's like, well, the WNBA sucks. That's why no one likes it. So often it's so true. It's just boring. It's a boring product. No one fucking likes it. No one. That's why it doesn't make any money. It's just in the news because that girl, Caitlin Clark, everyone's like, oh my God, she's only getting $80,000 to play in the WNBA. Yeah. And that's charity. The NBA subsidizes the WNBA because no one cares. No one watches the games. No one knows a single team name. So anyway, we'll move on from that. But is carnivore diet healthy for most people? I think the carnivore diet is a worthwhile approach for the vast majority of people to test and then resensitize themselves and understand how food impacts their body. Is doing a literal carnivore diet going to be for everyone forever? Obviously not. However, it's going to be a dramatic improvement for the vast majority of people, in my opinion. But that's what just a complete elimination diet is. You do the carnivore diet, and then you can always add back things one at a time. But a lot of times, things that you add back in is going to make you feel like shit that you never believed, and it's going to rock your world. Okay, Lanks, how to overcome the fear of going back to gym after gaining weight back while living in a fat-phobic country. I think this is a troll. I suspect there's no such thing as fat phobia. You're being ridiculous. You don't live in a fat phobic country. I don't know what country you say you live in, but it's not fat phobic. It's not fat phobic. If anything, it's logic, and it's not attractive, and it's nothing to be lauded or applauded. So habits lead to outcomes. How to overcome the fear of going back to the gym? By going to the gym, and then you won't be fat anymore. 1245 Made J, Papa Swolio. Is it safer to go to the gym every day and only rest on Sunday? Safer? I don't know what you mean. You do not have to lift 6 days a week. You do not have to lift 6 days a week. I don't believe I lift 6 days a week. I probably lift 4 or 5. Let's see, what's my schedule? Yeah, I probably lift 4 or 5. I probably do 5 days in a 7 day period, 4 or 5 days, depending on the rotation. Jimmy Crack Corns, do you like meatballs? 100% grass-fed and finished beef. I'll take it in a ball. I'll eat it in a cookie. I'll eat a meat cookie. I don't care how that meat, I mean, I want it to be quality meat. I'll eat that shit. I'll eat that meat.
Because dickers?
Saffro Puffs, pancakes or waffles? Mama Solio makes really good pancakes with like banana and raw egg, and it's really good. There's no flour and, you know, shit like that. Alon Genish, what are some natural shampoo and body wash substitutes? Look up stuff with beef tallow, phthalate free, 100% grass-fed beef tallow. Pure Zero is a good brand that I've used for shampoo and conditioner. Beef tallow soap, right? The, what is it called? Healthy Porcupine? I always forget. It's that porcupine soap. Just look it up. Porcupine tallow soap. Look it up on Amazon. It'll be like Healthy Porcupine or Fit Porcupine or, I don't know, some sort of porcupine. All right, time to go balls deep. Here we go.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! That's deep.
All right, fam, hit the thumbs up button. We're live on Rumble. Fam, if you're not yet on the Rumble tip, download the Rumble app and hit that notification bell. That way you get notified for the show. Let's go balls deep. Pick a number, 1, 2. Pick a number. Oof, Jesus Christ, everyone loses today. 1, 2, or 3? 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3. Let the cringe begin. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. I don't have my Twitter loaded up. We don't have to get into any of that stuff today. Let's see. Let's go with positive charisma. First one, number 3. Positive charisma.
What's in the box?
First in the door with number 3. And positive charisma. PK to the corner.
Did you know that it actually does matter if you use someone's correct name and pronouns?
No, it does not. Does it matter? Someone's correct name? Well, why would I not use a correct name? Oh, your name's Mary? Okay, Tunko Sakala. I call you Tunko Sakala instead. That's your name. I'll use your name if it's your actual name. I mean, if... Okay, I'll use your name. I'm not going to pretend you have a pee-pee when you have a vajiji, though. Come on now. Okay, let's play it again.
Did you know that it actually does matter if you use someone's correct name and pronouns?
Because
studies
science.
Have shown that when adolescents have people across any setting, home, school, friends, use their chosen pronoun, they have better mental health outcomes.
That's not the same thing. Using someone's name is not the same as using their make-believe pronouns. That's not the same thing as using their fucking name. What a stupid argument. It's not even an argument. You're just lying.
So what do parents need to know about pronouns?
Grammar. We learned this in first grade. He, she, boys have a penis. Girls have
boys
a vagina.
Boys have a penis. Girls have vagina.
That is what? That, if a parent doesn't know that, how do you have a child? You put the pee-pee in the vajiji hole. That's how you have the babies. I hope I didn't burst any bubbles. Shh, sorry. Oh my God. Too soon?
I'm Dr. Angela Cade Getford. I'm the medical director of the Gender Health Program here at Children's Minnesota.
Does this sound like a state or federal funded, like a state funded facility for abusing children? Is that what I just heard this person say?
I'm Dr. Angela Cade Getford. I'm the medical director of the Gender Health Program here at
the medical director of the Gender Health Program. Can you think of a bigger grift? Can you think of a bigger grift? The Gender Health Program. The Gender Health Program.
Children's Minnesota, and I use they.
Say it again.
At Children's Minnesota, their health program here at Children's Minnesota.
Why is there a gender health program at a children's hospital? At Children's Minnesota, I'm assuming that's like the children's hospital. It's just slang. Why are you having that? All right, so this is the same thing as the DEI hires or the gender the diversity, equity, and inclusion officers at these college campuses. It's the same grift. You're literally paying millions of dollars to these administrative bloat in these like universities and in these medical departments. And it's abusing kids. It's psychologically abusing kids. And in terms of colleges, it's just nerfing the entire existence. It's nerfing the world artificially because we all know the world ain't nerfed. And then people get out there, oh, my safe space. Why does everything offend me? Because you were raised to be a huge pussy. You were taught to be a pussy. You were taught to be reactive and focus on microaggressions and make-believe nonsense.
And I use they, them pronouns. So what is a pronoun?
You are one person. If you think you are a they, announcement, tapping on the mic. Is this thing on? If you think you are more than one person, that is a mental disorder. You are not more than one person. You are one person. You do not have more than one person inside you. If you think you have more than one person inside you, let me tell you a story about about mental illness.
Well, we all have them. We all use pronouns. We all refer to each other with some kind of pronoun, usually she or he.
I don't refer to myself as he. I don't refer to myself again. These are the people that are always in school. Are you talking behind my back? They're talking behind my back. They're talking about me behind my back. What they say about me? About me, 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 me. Pronouns are used when you're not present. So no one's ever going to use a pronoun to your face. No one's going to be like, it's he. I'm not talking to you. I'm not saying he or she to your face. So you're going to be referred to as the person that you are when you're not around. Deal with it. You can't control people's speech when you're not there. Sorry. People think you're crazy.
Sometimes they or them, or sometimes new pronouns that you might not have heard of. Using someone's pronoun is a way to let them know that you see them, that you understand them.
Are they a ghost? Why would I not be able to see them? Are they a ghost? Are they a banshee? Maybe they're a ghoul. Ooh, are they a ghoul? I'd actually spend time with that. I'd chill with the ghoul.
Pronoun is a way to let them know that you see them, that you understand them, and that you're going to refer to them in the way that they want to be seen.
Narcissistic personality disorder. Yeah, no, I'm not going to be compelled to say anything that you want me to say. Oh, so it's on me to be like, oh, am I making you feel okay and safe inside? I don't give a shit. You're going to cry yourself to sleep at night? That's not my problem.
So if your child or teenager shares with you that they would like to try using a different pronoun,
remove them from the school system and move. Move to a red state. Move to the country. Move out of the country. Like, leave. Protect your children. Otherwise, they're gone forever. If your child comes up to you and brings that up to you, you literally have a very limited time window in order to save your child.
It would be a good idea to try it. It could be hard. Maybe you've never known anyone that's used they, them pronouns before. You may have a child that you've always called by she or he, and now they're asking you to call them the opposite pronoun.
Keep me in business. Keep me in business. I hope your child ends up at the children's hospital so we can cut off their arm so we can forge a fake faux cock skin cock. We can just put a little forearm foreskin on their puss and pretend it's a dick. You'll even get a free balloon inflator so you can pretend like it's hard. And some Neosporin for when you start to get an infection. All right, this stuff pisses me off. Sorry, I just made all of you throw up. But that's, there was no lies. That's all true. Which makes it worse.
Okay, if you mess up. I have 3 kids of my own, and if they asked me to start calling them by different pronouns.
Whoa! Whoa! That shit, I did not see that coming. Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Wow.
That shit took a fucking turn. What? You have 3 kids? Yo, who the fuck banged you? No, I want to know. What the hell? What the fucking...
Or he, and now they're asking you to call them the opposite pronoun.
Blit.
Okay if you mess up. I have 3 kids of my own, and if they asked me to start calling them by different pronouns, I'm sure I would make mistakes too. I think it's important to thank your child for sharing that information with you.
Oh.
And then try as best you can to get their pronouns right.
All right, I'm going to stop this second. Again, this is why this is causing so many rifts in families, because you have these people, right? You're outsourcing the raising of your kids to these institutions, these government institutions with these fucking insane people. And what they're doing is they're like, we're the kind ones. We're the welcoming ones. You're safe with us. I think this is really good for you. I think this is really, you're blossoming into your own person, blah, blah, blah. And then you go home when you're parents are like, what the fuck are you talking about? No, you're a girl. No, I'm not calling you a boy. Are you fucking insane? And they're like, you hate me. I hate you. I wish you were dead. And they run back to the school and like, oh my God, you guys understand me. You know who I am. Oh, my parents are crazy. And everyone else here is like, yeah, your parents suck. Yeah, your parents don't understand you. Oh, they're transphobic. Oh my God, they're from the older generation. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you're getting. They're parenting your kids.
If you make a mistake, just simply correct yourself and say, oh, I meant to say he or she, or just make the simple correction. Hey, I was, you know, talking about you the other day and I said that she, oh, I meant he, just go ahead and move on. But again, the more that we can do as adults, as parents, as teachers, as pediatricians to respect a child's name or pronoun, we know that they are going to feel a better sense of self and less anxiety and depression long term.
Yeah, Odin's Heathen says, she just thinks they are her kids. I hope she didn't breed. Yeah, I don't know. Let's move on. Jesus Christ. Positive Charisma, you're in there for the week. Positive Charisma is in the corner for a week. Nope.
How should we fuck off?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to get PK out of the corner. That was a bad one. Oof. All right, let's go with Rona Woods, number 2. Oof. Rona Woods, number 2. This one's called Former Fats. The hits.
What's in the box?
And the hits just keep on coming. Don't you all just want to go right to the fucking gym after this? Hashtag sick fucking gains. Drop it in the chat for a chance to win today's swole card. Doesn't everyone just want to go to the gym right now and eat a steak?
The thing about former fats that I will never understand is how you can exist in a fat body, move through the world in a fat body, knowing and experiencing how difficult it is to be fat and how cruel the world is to fat people. And instead of when you lose weight and you are no longer feeling the effects of fat phobia, for me, if I had ever lost weight and like people started treating me better and like I no longer was experiencing fat phobia, it would infuriate me on behalf of my old self. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I cannot understand.
I have a question. If you're morbidly obese, let me ask you a question. If you were morbidly obese, what do you think would be a good angle to take a video? I want an honest answer. You're morbidly obese. Do you think that like the camera angle for looking up at, let's say, a national monument is a good one? You know, at the, let's say, the Washington Monument or the Lincoln Memorial, you have those spotlights at the bottom, right? They're shining up. So even at night, they're all lit. Do you think that low ground level upwards camera angle is great for filming a video? I don't need to see your full house of chins. I don't need all that. You know, I don't need that.
I don't need to see the pair of clubs. I don't need it. I just... Why? Why the low angle? That's not flattering for anyone.
And how you, in contrast, are in that position, and rather than being upset at the way the world treated you, you are now contributing to the cruelty that you experienced in this past version of your body. Like, that to me is, like, something I just, like, will never understand. And it's, like, I don't know if it means
no
that,
idea
like,
what you just said.
Hated the past version of yourself, or if you still hate yourself, or if just, like, you are not a good person and you have always been waiting for this opportunity.
Come on.
To exercise your, like, dominance and, like, casual.
Wait, no, no, no. Hold a second. Are you wearing half a shirt? Is that shirt only have one strap? Oh!
Dodson! Dodson! We've really got Dodson here!
But it will never not disappoint me to see former fat people being some of the most fatphobic. That is genuinely.
Okay, we're done. Jesus Christ. I do not watch for anyone that might be new. I'm not feigning these reactions. I don't watch these before. I see the first screen. I'm like, oh, great. I don't hear this shit first. That's why I get frustrated. Like, that's my natural. I want it going on. Let's go. Nothing. Nothing said. That talk about just trying as much as possible to have a wardrobe malfunction. That fucking, her overalls, whatever she was wearing, holding on for dear life. Literally, that was cliffhanger. Sylvester Stallone holding on to the woman's hand.
Like, give me your other hand. Come on, I can't hold much longer. Give me your other hand. I can't hold you. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Can't tell gender. Last one. Everyone ready to punch themselves in their junk?
What's in the box?
Well, if you're not ready, you will be. This is called Can't Tell Gender.
Now, I identify as trans and genderqueer, and to me that means I like to play with gender, I like to problematize gender. I like to confront gender norms in how I present and how I move through the world. I feel female and male. I feel both and neither one. And so many of the labels that we use in this area feel equally authentic and inauthentic. And I simply can't tell where one gender ends and another begins.
Bro, what? Bro, I can't tell where one gender ends. It's not the event horizon. Jesus Christ. I can't tell. I feel like, all right, we got to do a parody. We got to do the Apocalypse Now parody where they find Brando in the cave.
Oh, I can't tell one gender ends. Gender begins. I could have had a they-them pronoun. I could have been a contender. I could have been famous on Instagram. Oh.
All right. fuck, man. What the fuck? What the fuck? These guys just sit there and just get off on this insanity. All right, here we go.
And I simply can't tell when one gender ends and another begins. Medical interventions allow some of us to...
All right, I don't know if I can make it through this. Why does this video come off like a Domino's Pizza training video from 1985? You know what I'm talking about? You ever see those like Golden Corral old school videos where it shows like, hey, it's a nice day today out there, isn't it? Can I give you one slice or two? And then it cuts. If the customer asks for an extra serving, smile and say, with pleasure, right? Like, why is this awkward? What is this? A training video? Is this a TED Talk? Is that an X in the background? What is going on here? What's going on here? Blockbuster video, training video.
Change our primary and secondary sex characteristics. We have phalloplasty that creates a penis and a scrotum and testicles. We have vaginoplasty that creates a vagina and a vulva.
Sex wound.
We have chest masculinization and breast augmentation.
Ew.
All of which create bodies that are
damaged. All that create bodies that are scarred and physically just Frankensteined. Is that what you're talking about? Savagely cutting off people's sex organs.
Chest masculinization and breast augmentation, all of which create bodies that are readable to outsiders, but But it's clear that cisgender bodies are still the reference point.
Readable bodies. Readable bodies. Okay. I think the goal of these leftists is to just blow out your brain holes. I think the goal is literally just to exhaust you to the point where you're like, honestly, I think it's just like to exhaust all of us to the point where it's like, whatever, do what you want. That's why you can't give up on it. I think that's the goal, is just to be like, oh, fucking whatever. Just shut up. Yeah, fine. Go. Okay. Go be visible. Whatever you want. You just give up because they're just so idiotic. It's like, fine, go play in the sandbox. Go eat your own poop if you want. Fine.
But will technology give us options that are artistic and creative?
Oh.
Artificial limbs even now can transmit rudimentary sensory data back to the wearer.
Oh.
And it seems to me that a fully functional, artificial, sensate penis is maybe not that far off. But do we have to stick to penis and vagina norms? Can we have genitalia that look like flowers or abstract sculpture? Can we have multiple? Can they be interchangeable? And what about other areas of the body?
I feel better. Let's give away today's swole card. Let's give away today's swole card, and then we'll do a throwback. All right, Rumble, download Rumble. Make sure if you're watching in Rumble, hit the thumbs up button, leave us a 5-star review in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, your source of logic and common sense. I have a double doctorate in both. Apparently that person flunked out of first fucking grade. But anyway, let's give away today's swole card. Then we have a throwback. Here we go. Hashtag sick fucking gains. Who is gonna take home the title? Who's gonna take home the title of six fucking gains, eh? Who's gonna take it home?
The Almighty says, don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
All right, we got a fucking winner. It's Krista Sparkles.
Congratulations. Congratulations!
Krista Sparkles in the Daily Swell Telegram chat. Let me give you a gorilla. All right. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card, 2902 in the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email. We'll send you today's swole card. Congratulations, fam. We're not done. We got a throwback. We'll take some soundboard requests. If there's a sound that you want to fill up your ear holes, especially after that absolute big ball of hot fucking mess, fam, drop in the chat.
It's all bullshit. All of it.
I got a burp. Here we go. Drum roll. Oh, hello. That's a spicy meatball.
I didn't like him anyway. He wasn't right in the hat.
I like to caress rusty spoons.
Shut up, bitch!
I've contained my rage for as long as possible, but I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves! Begone, vile man! Begone from me!
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Well, I'll be damned.
Lieutenant Dan.
That gorilla has seen the city of Zinj.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water. They turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Because of the implication.
Hadouken! Hadouken! Hadouken!
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Another example of Kate gender would be if someone feels like they have different layers or flavors to their particular gender.
There's Tiny Tuck, Typical Tuck, Total Tuck, and the Tyrannical Tuck.
I'm your huckleberry. Just my game.
Is this a list of things I did to your mom last night?
First, take a big step back and literally
fuck your own face! Loud noises! Are there any women here today?
Well, I could be wrong. But I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
Go fuck yourself.
I arrived in America's airport with clothing, US dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
I don't work with the males, because I used to be one.
Absolutely true.
The tax on me, quite frankly, are a tax on science.
You can be fat and be healthy. I'm sorry, Lizzo, healthier than I will ever be.
Coast to coast. All right, very nice. Fam, no taint today from the Tainty Man. No taint.
Every day we come here to get some taint, and people show up, and there's no taint.
You're fired.
You're done.
Aww. All right, I'm sorry. I take it back. No reaction. Absolutely none. No taint show. All right, throwback time. Are you ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Let's do it. Oh, I gotta crank up this hog, too. Okay, let's get into it. We got one from episode 2631. Is that right? Oh boy. Very fitting for the day. Woo-wee.
So today I'm gonna make a video showing how I cope with gender dysphoria while in uniform.
I'm Jillian, I'm going to Avalon Christian. Scratch a cat.
If you don't know, when you're an active duty soldier who is transitioning genders,
you are the chosen one! It was said that you would destroy the Sith, not join them!
You have to go by standards that align with your gender and CAC and D.
Fast forward. Wait.
Hey, y'all, my name is Private Johnson. I'm a soldier of trans experience in the United States Army. Today is my first day of starting HRT, so without further ado...
Fuck you, you little piece of shit!
My friend got me these gumball machines to take my hormones with. This is spironolactone to block the male hormones. This is estradiol to deliver the female hormones.
Get the fuck out! Just get the fuck out!
And there you have it, folks. 10 months waiting for this paperwork from the Army, and I am finally starting my journey.
I don't give a shit.
I just think shit like that is embarrassing for our country.
Come on, man.
Not great. Not that funny. Funny. Cringe.
We choose truth over facts.
Yeah, we're going to end on that one. We're going to have to come back tomorrow. And sling some more knowledge cock. What do you hear? What do you say? Come on now. Well, lucky for you that the Daily Swole is every fucking day. That's why it's called the Daily Swole. Didn't you know that, Lottie? 2903 tomorrow. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you. Salutes. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button. If you are not on Rumble, download the Rumble app, follow the Daily Swole on Rumble, subscribe. Yo, fam, seriously, we don't get a ton of reach on the podcast for obvious reasons, but it's a lot of fun. And I think you know people that would enjoy the show as well. Make sure that you show up every day for your seven pillars, your daily dose of knowledge cock. subscribe, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcast. Come for your daily dose of logic and common sense, and share with your friends. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you. And again, check out all the specials. March, 20% off new releases over at papasuolio.com. And to join the greatest fam in the realm to get access to all of our yoga, training, meditation, all of our programs, nutrition, thousands of recipes in the kitchen, elimination diet, soulnormousx.com. Peace, McGee, Deuce, Magoose, ya boy, Papa Suolio. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they king left and they so mad, it's like
yeah, I found that.